Track 11 and a few sports headlines. Bucks are licking their wounds as Billy hits a hammer blow. Billy Tucker's penalty conversion shortly before half-time condemned Buckland Athletic to a windswept 1-0 defeat to Barnstable Town on Saturday. And teens are cuffed by the late police drama. Tynmouth boss Liam Jones branded his side naive following their dramatic 2-1 defeat to Stoke Gabriel and Torbay Police on Saturday. It was a bit of a scrappy game that was probably void of quality from either side, he said. We got ourselves ahead relatively late in the game and looked like we were going to see it out, but then we conceded a sloppy equaliser and then a penalty shortly after that. To compound it all, we missed a penalty in the last minute as well, so it was a pretty bad last 20 minutes. And then local players oppose a sin bin expansion. The International Football Association Board, football's rulemaking body, announced in recent weeks that the use of sin bins is to be expanded in the game. The changes will come after a dramatic rise in dissent in men's football. Refereeing body PGMOL revealed statistics showing that instances of dissent in the professional game had almost doubled from last season up to 347 from 165 at the same stage last year. The Mid Devon Advertiser conducted a poll of local footballers from Buckland Athletic, Bovey Tracy AFC, Newton Abbot Spurs and Tynmouth AFC with the intention of unpacking the views of those who have acted as guinea pigs for the higher levels. Staggeringly, not one respondent said they felt positively about the use of sin bins. And now to a little bit of rugby. Chief visits teen teens. Since September, Teen School have been fortunate enough to have Ollie Hale from Exeter Chiefs in school every week working with their students. As a result of the in-class support received, multiple students have now gone on to not only start joining in at a school club level, but have taken this further by investigating Newton Abbott Rugby Club. We are fortunate enough to have NARFC club coaches delivering at our after-school club alongside Ollie and PE staff to not only develop the experience that can be offered to our students, but to also provide a familiar face to ease the transition beyond school rugby into club level. A little hockey. This weekend we'll see local team Ashmore Hockey Club heading up to the capital to compete at the very highest level in the England Hockey Super Sixes Premier Division. Ashmore Hockey Club earned their place amongst the top 9 indoor hockey teams in the country with a series of outstanding performances in National League Division 1 last season, winning 6 and drawing 1 of their 8 matches. Without question, it will be a tall order for the Ashmore players and management to come away with enough points from their 8 matches to retain a spot in the Super Sixes Premier for 2025. But there is no doubt that the team from Devon have prepared well and will be giving it their very best.